From Michigan Radio, I'm Lester Graham with Michigan Watch. In the race for governor, few things are disputed more than the education funding under Governor Rick Snyder. Challenger Mark Schauer claims Snyder cut funding by $1 billion. Snyder has called that a lie and says he's actually added $1 billion. They're both sort of right, and they're both wrong.
Both sides have truth. Neither side is lying, per se.
That's Mitch Bean. He was director of the Michigan House Fiscal Agency. Now he's a consultant, and he's been looking at the budgets to try to find out exactly what has happened to money for schools. We'll get back to him in a moment, but first let's hear exactly what the candidates are saying. This is from an ad featuring Republican Governor Snyder.
Since I took office, we put $1 billion more into education.
Governor Snyder further explained that at the only joint appearance by the two candidates for governor.
Let me make this as simple as possible. The year before I became governor, the state budget for K-12 was $10.6 billion. That's a number that doesn't change. The budget I just signed into law was $11.7 billion. So the budget I just signed is more than $1 billion higher than the year before I took office.
And the governor is right. In total, there's $1.1 billion more going into education. But Snyder's challenger, Democrat Mark Schauer, looks at it differently.
What I'm looking at, and this is a fact, that schools have less money in the classroom, substantially less money per pupil in the classroom when Rick Snyder became governor.
That's because the bulk of the Snyder increase went to shore up the underfunded teachers' pension fund. There's no doubt more money is needed to keep the pension fund solvent, but that means less money going into the classroom. Over the course of the campaign, Schauer has changed his wording about $1 billion cut. Now he just says Snyder's cuts hurt kids.
They're in more crowded classrooms. Teachers don't have the materials they need. Basic programs have been eliminated. Now, today, it is a fact that schools still have less per pupil dollars in the classroom when he started 4 years ago.
Actually, it's a mixed bag. Some schools are getting slightly more per student, some less, until you factor in inflation. And then, yeah, all schools are getting less per pupil to use in the classroom. But there's more to the story. In his budgets, Governor Snyder has been shifting about $400 million per year out of the school aid fund, the money dedicated to K through 12. And he's sending it to the state's community colleges and universities to partially make up for cuts he made there. No governor has ever done that before. Mitch Bean, the consultant who's kept a close eye on the budget for decades, says the line items in the school aid fund have been altered to the point it's really hard to compare past school aid fund budgets to the Snyder budgets. But behind the shell game of shifting money from here to there is a loss. Bean says since Governor Snyder cut taxes on businesses, less money is going into the school fund.
If the school aid fund revenues hadn't been reduced by over $600 million each year by the business tax cut, that alone would be enough to fund resources to higher education and community colleges, $400 million from the school aid fund, which they're currently doing, and pensions, and there'd be enough money to give an additional $400 per pupil to the foundation loans.
Bean says it's not about $1 billion in cuts or $1 billion added during the governor's four-year term. That's not the real story. The tax change means billions of dollars of potential resources lost to schools. Fewer business tax dollars going into the school aid fund, and then dollars being taken out of the school aid fund for higher ed and community colleges all add up.
So the combination of the two give you a net reduction in how much was available for K-12 of over $1 billion a year.
So Snyder's right, Schauer's right, but neither tells the whole story. The question is this: is Michigan better off because of the tax cut for businesses, even if it means schools are not doing as well as they could have been? With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.